For Iowa State and Forest City Sports is KIOW Forest City, a Koloff media station.
Out on the field where the stories are told, warrior hearts beating brave and bold. Small town pride in the air we breathe, the spirit of the game will never.
Welcome to the Warriors Eye Show, presented by MBT here from Shooter's Bar and Grill on the north end of Forest City Highway 69. Locally, you're hearing us on KIOW Mix 107.3 and worldwide on KIOW.com and Facebook Live and X from the, just Facebook tonight. Live from the Waldorf Gridiron Club pages. I'm Troy Thompson here with head coach Tyler Chapa. Lots of fans here with us tonight at Shooter's Bar and Grill. How about a big woo-ball holler from the Warrior football fans here with us tonight? Come on, fans, let's make some noise. We want to recognize, of course, the rest of our Warriors Live Show sponsors that make this show happen for us each and every Wednesday during the football season. Pritchard's of Forest City Auto Center and Chrysler of Forest City. We've got FCIS Shooter's Bar and Grill. And once again, our title sponsor, MBT Bank. Well, so we got fans out here tonight. As you can hear, you're always welcome to come on down. There's room for a few more if you're nearby for a cold drink, great food, which they've gotten all the time, great fans, and lots of Warrior football. This Saturday, our Warriors will return home to Bull Store Field to host the Bulldogs of Concordia University, Nebraska. The kickoff is set for 1 p.m. at Bull Store Field with the Warrior Walk at 10:30.
Yes, sir.
10:30 in the morning this Saturday. And now let's get into a summary of last Saturday's game with head coach Tyler Chapa. Coach, Saturday.
Yeah, another Wednesday, brother.
Traveled all the way out to Hastings, Nebraska, the home of Kool-Aid and the Sasquatch Museum. And when the game was all over, the scoreboard read 42-0. We have 95 unanswered points in the last two games, Coach. What's our offense?
Yeah, that says where's our offense.
Oh, where's our offense? I started with a what?
I'm here.
It's a different question.
I'm with you.
Yeah, no, where's our offense?
You know, we are struggling right now at the most important position at quarterback,
yeah.
And it's not a slight to Tate or Carson. They haven't had any time to prepare. Both those guys were playing defense in the spring.
Yeah,
and it's a tough spot for those guys to be in. So we've tried to simplify everything. We're trying to do everything offensively to make it easy for them, but that spot's just not easy. You can't make it easy. And so I think our run game has been pretty good, but when that's all that you can do,
yeah,
you're not going to be very good. And so defensively, we started off really hot, and so we've got a couple things up our sleeve this week, and we don't need to get into any of that stuff right now. I'll tell you after the show, but
secret. I'll know after the show. Yeah. You'll know Saturday.
Yeah, we've got some stuff.
That's great. Last week, we did talk about putting in 100% effort, staying focused on the task in front of you and getting it done. But we can't really say that's what happened on Saturday, though.
No, and the issue right now is we changed a lot of stuff with how we traveled and catering our food to the hotel instead of going out for a team dinner. We did our pregame. It was all different. The way we start practice is different. And so it's disappointing that it is the same song and dance every week. It doesn't matter who we play, what's happening. It has always been the other team 40 plus, the Warriors zero. And so that's something that we've talked about in the program. And I talk about it with them on Sunday, and something has to give, right? Somebody's got to have that killer instinct in there that when the ball comes my way, I'm going to catch it. When it's my turn to make a tackle, I'm going to make it. Can I force the fumble? Can I get the interception? Right now, we just don't have kind of that mental toughness aspect. It's a work in progress. I think we talk about culture. And I'm about to get really real with you.
All right.
You know, culture-wise, I don't think that we're great right now. I think we've got a lot of good character individuals.
Yeah.
And they kind of obey my rules, and they don't really do anything wrong. But culture is you're never late to weights. You're early to everything. You're given 100%. Coach doesn't have to tell you, you know, 40 times what the schedule is or whatever. We're not there yet. And
yeah.
So I think step one was getting our guys to really understand what it's like to be a good person, why that's important. But we're also not a well-oiled machine where, you know, we can just kind of be perfect.
And, yeah.
You know, it's still going to take some time, but we've really got to get our quarterback position figured out.
Well, you don't get a fine finish without a lot of grit, and I'll tell you, it takes a lot of grit to where you're at right now. This is the gritty part of the job and the gritty part of the season and the gritty part of, you know, this chapter in Waldorf football history. Second season in the GPAC, and, you know, we know it's an uphill battle, but, you know, almost every program in the GPAC has had moments similar to this, where they've had down years and situations. So we're coming into it, and we got nothing to lose.
No, and I was talking to Coach Franzen at the beginning of the game for an hour. I talked to him for an hour.
Yeah.
That's because obviously a good relationship. It took him 5 years to get Doan going.
Yeah.
He said, we didn't start winning until my fifth year in, and we'd been in the GPAC.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just got in the GPAC.
And, yeah.
And so it's really tough to think about it like that, because last year I knew. You know, we had really good players, but they were really young. They just were not good enough personnel-wise to really compete at a very, very high level.
Yep.
This year, I do have really good players. There's some key things that we're missing to get some of these playmakers the football,
yep.
And that's really messing with some of the chemistry right now.
Those pieces will come. I am certain about that. We knew they were going to rush the ball, Coach, and they certainly did. They came up with 188 yards and 14 first downs on those rushing yards. Their top two rushers averaged 6 yards per carry.
Yeah, and it was a lot of cutback lanes, right? We can see it on the field. We're telling our guys what, you know, their responsibilities are. We're showing them in the tent, the iPads. We're showing them what they're supposed to be doing. And a lot of it is, it's not the scheme on either side of the ball. It's we're not executing at a high level right now. And you have to execute every single play, right? If 10 guys do it right and one guy does it wrong, something bad's going to happen. And I don't think we've played many snaps where all 11 guys are doing the correct thing every single time.
Yeah, moving as a unit.
And that's the toughest part, to get these guys to really start doing.
Well, you mentioned two things. One of the questions in the stands was, they have iPads. They're using the iPads, right? And they have it. I'm like, yes, we have iPads, but we also have tents now.
Yeah.
So we couldn't see you with the iPads,
correct.
Which is, that's right. We couldn't see
everything
that was going on.
We have
Maybe
two.
That was a good thing.
Well, that's a big reason why we got the tents, so you can't see what's going on. But we got two coaches up in the box that their whole job is to look at the iPad the entire time that their unit is on the field.
Yeah.
So I heard some of that stuff, but like, we don't need the iPad to tell us we missed four tackles either, or we didn't block this guy, or we threw an interception. We don't need the iPad to tell us that.
Before there was Apple, there were people coaching.
Now we're just coaching.
Football.
Yeah, we're just coaching ball.
Yeah.
Now,
Our leading tacklers this week were spread around a little bit better than last. Last week was all in the secondary. This week mostly, but it was led by linebacker Marcus Arthur. We're going to talk to you tonight. Seven tackles. Safety Christian Giroux had six. Then we saw Jack Thompson, Aiden Williams, and Nico Page each come across four tackles. Nico, big sack for a loss of 8 yards.
Yeah, but he should be doing that more.
Yeah.
That's part of your job as a defensive lineman is to disrupt the quarterback. And, you know, great job. And these guys have hurt me multiple times when they're telling them good job. I'm like, no good job. That is your job.
That's
so,
your job.
You know, what do you want so much praise for? And so I think we're still a little bit in that mindset.
It did feel good for the crowd, though.
Good for you guys. Didn't feel good for us down there on the field. It was awesome in the moment, but at the same time, you show them the film and, like, where is this effort every single snap?
We get excited when we kick a field goal in football. And then my son reminded me, that's their job.
Yeah.
You're supposed to make that field goal, particularly the point after.
Yes.
Always, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, they passed the ball 14 times, total of 214 yards, which exceeded, of course, their rushing stat, averaging just over 10 yards each time they threw. That's a hard hill to climb for defense. Are we getting caught Are we getting caught in a zone, or what do you think happened there?
I think actually a lot of it is our man coverage isn't very good right now.
Okay.
And a lot of that is discipline. When there's moving pieces all over the place, can you focus on your guy?
Yeah.
Right? When there's emotion going across the field, are you getting your eyes where they're supposed to be, or are you looking in the backfield? Are you looking at someone else? It's zone coverage is always going to be tough if you're not getting a ton of pressure and the quarterback's just standing there trying to pick you apart.
Yeah.
Zones are going to there's going to be holes in them. And so I think we're doing the right stuff trying to get our guys in man coverage and bodies on bodies. We just got to keep getting better.
One thing I noticed watching that game and others this season is that, man, our opponents, they just seem to be able to break our tackles, and they just keep their feet moving, which is good running procedure. Or we mistakenly maybe think, this drives me nuts, we'll succeed if we just bump them out of bounds, the little bumper car stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you seeing?
Yeah, I'm seeing exactly what you just said. We're not running our feet on tackles. We're not bringing our arms. But every day in practice when we do our tackling stuff on the dummies and everything looks perfect. And,
yeah.
And right when we're getting real, real here today. I told them, like, there's no way we're scared to hit. There's
no way.
But when your head and your eyes go down, that just tells me when I'm watching film that you might be scared to hit.
A little bit.
This is going to hurt.
Yeah.
But if you're the hammer, and you're
that now,
then hit him.
Yeah.
He's going to be afraid of it. So we just have to, I think it has to happen consistently a couple different times before. They can really get that feeling of what this is supposed to feel like.
There's nothing better than laying a guy out on the first series just so that they understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Absolutely. On offense, Anthony Tucker picked up 49 yards in rushing, leading the team there. Luke Valdez came down with 84 yards receiving to lead us there. There was pressure from the Bronco defense, and they did get 2 sacks, 2 interceptions. But overall, I'll say, I mean, there has been a lot more time this year for the quarterback when compared to last year to develop plays.
Yeah, and they've been a lot better.
Yeah.
And you can see, you know, a lot of our scholarship dollars went up front, and they went to Anthony Tucker's and, some other skill guys. And so, you know, the common denominator is right now we have to be better at the quarterback spot. And it's just these guys need to keep getting reps, and they can't lose confidence in themselves, which is a whole nother battle that we haven't talked about yet is the mental aspect of it. And it's tough, but that's football. We got 6 games left.
Great lessons. We even saw an almost amazing halfback pass that just didn't quite get there.
Yeah,
it was so exciting.
I feel like we practiced that for like 3 weeks, and each time, you know, every game the refs are talking to me about trick plays, and I said, we are going to run this week, and I've been a liar for 2 weeks, and then we finally ran it, and he threw it a little bit too far inside to the middle of the field, but Angel was wide open, and it definitely could have been a touchdown.
Oh, it would have been awesome if it was. Carson Lindsey came in at quarterback for a big chunk of the game last week. Of course, he and Tate Richardson both been drinking from the fire hose, as you've already mentioned, to step into that role. And you've kind of given us the QB situation as far as, you know, where we're at. But how's it looking this week?
Yeah, you know, I was telling the coaches, we all feel good. We always feel good Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah,
Everybody's spirits are high. Nobody's really moping around and doing the, you know, poor is me thing. But then we get the same result. And so I kind of want to feel bad the rest of this week and not take my foot off the gas. And what you're seeing right now is just guys that are inexperienced at the position playing really, really good football teams. And so they just got to continue to watch film and get better.
Tate's back in action. He's listed in the 2-deep as QB1.
Yeah, he's fine.
Very good.
He's fine.
We saw quite a few injury timeouts, though, in Hastings. It looks like the 2-deep, though, didn't change this week much, relatively, compared to anything else.
Our major one was Fisher Ort, our punter.
Yeah, did change. Yeah,
he tore his ACL last week, non-contact injury. But he was on the field for a lot of snaps, and so Jacquez Cooper is going to be our new punter this week.
Yep. Jacquez, that's how you say it?
Jacquez, yeah.
I'll make sure I get that changed in the PA, because that's not how I was going to say it.
Phonetic.
You did?
I did.
All right. Yeah. The time of possession was nearly even with just a minute more for the Broncos, both around 30 minutes. Talk to us a little bit about the pace of the game Saturday.
Yeah, I think that's kind of crazy when you think about it. Like, we are sustaining drives.
Didn't feel that way.
I know. It doesn't, because we're not constantly going 3 and out, though.
Yeah.
We're sustaining 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 play drives. We're just not finishing them with points. Either we get into a really good spot or a manageable third down, and then there's a penalty, or we go backwards or something like that. So still, you know, against Northwestern, it was we had trouble blocking. In every other game after that, it was there's one thing in every single drive that has shot us in the foot that we can't or have not shown to overcome. And so staying ahead of the change is going to be really important this week.
Penalty-wise, pretty clean game on our side. Ball with just three penalties, lost 29 yards, whereas they were, I mean, six penalties, 96 yards they lost. Some of those were unsportsmanlike. We haven't
retaliated one time.
I don't know what's going on the field, but I'd love if there's some insight from you of what was going on with the players on Saturday.
Well, we're disciplined. We are, for the most part, disciplined, and we're not.
How about that?
So that's like step one. You have good human beings on your team. But also, like, we haven't won yet, so nobody really knows exactly what it takes to win. No one has exerted that much energy to win, and I talk about it. I'm never going to stop talking about it until it actually happens. There's a couple times we're getting pushed after the whistle, and we're going flying. And the refs don't love it, but my thing to them is, like, well, they are committing a penalty.
Yeah,
and if my guy pushes them back, then you're going to throw the penalty on me. So I'm telling them, hey, buddy, just if they push you, fall down. And we did three times.
Yeah.
And that's kind of
it worked.
Yeah. So, but I don't think the refs love that.
60% of the time, it works every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's something that we'll have to adjust to that. We don't want to get pushed around out there. But yeah, play the game the right way.
Yeah, between the whistles.
How about that?
Between the whistles.
That's a good idea.
Cool, teach.
Coach, I know it's tough to talk about losses each week, and I know you probably hate this probably more than anyone. But let me just tell you that from my perspective and talking to the players, these players are awful darn loyal to you and to your staff, and that is 100% true. It shows in your retention from last year. It shows where you're at now. I tell you what, the number one concern is that they want to get you a win.
Yeah.
They want to get you and your staff a win. I mean, what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, no, these guys, I coach them really, really hard. And the two guys that we got coming up, I am very, very hard on everybody. But they know I love them, though.
Mm-hmm.
They know I wouldn't have put them through everything that I did in the spring and the summer. And even in, there's no easy practice.
Yeah.
We haven't earned the right to have any non-contact practices. We're constantly hitting each other. They're always tired. They're always sore. But, at the end of the day, every game, they're like, Coach, we're going to get this one this week, right? So they believe that they can do it until something happens, and then we can't overcome it. And that's the point. That's what I'm constantly fighting with every day. How do I fix that? But love the guys. I'm going to keep waking up every single day for work, and I'm going to coach them as hard as I can.
You got to fight your way out of the hole, and that's the way it's always been in a good battle. Well, thanks, Coach. We'll bring you back again in just a bit to chat about the plan for the Bulldogs this Saturday at home. But first, we're going to talk to a couple of our Warriors, starting with Angel Ruiz, who will join me right here on the Warriors Live program right after these words from our sponsors.
It's 2025. Is your checking account earning interest? With a Go Premium checking account from MBT Bank, you can earn an incredible 5.00% annual percentage yield on balances up to $25,000 when qualifications are met. To qualify, have 15 debit card transactions and one ACH deposit or ACH auto debit per month. Open your account online or in person at any MBT Bank location. MBT Bank, member FDIC.
FCIS Insurance of Forest City is your locally owned and operated independent insurance agency. FCIS is proud to support the Waldorf Warrior football team along with our local high school athletes. We look forward to watching your success on the field and in the gym. When you need a team to support yours, look to the professionals at FCIS Insurance. We carry all lines of insurance from home to life, car to health, RV, and everything in between. See us today at FCISinsurance.com or call us at 641-585-2925. FCIS Insurance Services of Forest City.
Shooter Sports Bar and Grill is proud to host Warriors Live each Wednesday night during the football season. Come and see the show live while enjoying delicious hot wings, specialty burgers, tasty sandwiches and wraps, the best pizza in town, and a cold refreshment. Our kitchen is open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 9, and Sunday, 11 to 8. Late night pizzas on Friday and Saturdays until 10 p.m. in the bar. Shooters, your home for Warriors Live Coaches Show. Go Warriors from Shooter Sports Bar and Grill.
Hi, this is Ryan Harvey, the sales manager at Chrysler of Forest City. Now is a great time to have your vehicle looked over before you hit the open road with our highly trained staff here at Chrysler of Forest City. Or, if you are looking for your next vehicle, stop in and see our experienced sales staff. Our inventory changes daily, so swing by often and see what's new on the lot, or visit our website at ChryslerForestCity.com.
Welcome back to Warriors Live, brought to you by MBT here at Shooter's Bar and Grill on the north end of Forest City on Highway 69. I'm here with Angel Ruiz, 6 foot one, number six, yep. 6 foot one, 174 pounds, sophomore, wide receiver from Woodbridge, New Jersey. Angel, welcome to the Warriors Live Show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. For folks that don't know, Woodbridge Township, New Jersey, right?
Yep.
That is the that's in the New York City metro area. At, let's see, yeah, next page. Make it seem like I really know what I'm talking about. And it's at the junction of the Jersey Turnpike,
yes, sir,
right, and the Garden State Parkway. It's the oldest original township in New Jersey, dating back to 1669.
Yeah, crazy, right?
It is old. Do you know anyone back home that was alive in 1669?
Not at all.
How about here in the room? No, I won't let you. Angel, I got to ask, what kind of music do you listen to?
I just listen to rap, really.
But in the rap?
Yeah, Rod Wave's kind of my mojo.
Now, when you listen to your music, do you like to listen to it with headphones like these or earbuds? Or?
Yeah, headphones.
Most of the time?
Yeah, I like it busting in my ears.
So you weren't even born when they came up with the Walkman. But you know what that is, right? Back in the... You know? Okay. All right. Back in the day, we used to record music on cassette tapes, right, a little magnetic tape, and then you put the tape into a little box. Sony came up with this, and then you could, and you plug your little ear. They weren't as cool as these. And then you listen to your music, and people listen to you, take your listen to, and you want to listen to the same song again, you have to rewind it, and then, you know what I mean?
My dad probably knows.
He knows what you mean. Yeah. Are you from the Woodbridge?
Like, yeah, yeah.
Grew up there.
Yeah.
But you're going to be surprised to know. There was a point to this story. You'll be surprised to know, Angel, that you know what happens in Woodbridge if you get caught listening to music with your headphones like that?
No.
Well, nothing anymore. But from 1982 to 2022, just 3 years ago, it was illegal to listen to a Walkman or Walkman-like device in public while riding a bike, crossing the street, or driving a car, and if you were caught, they'd fine you $50, and they could even put you in jail for 15 days. Did you know that?
I did not.
Woo, it's a good thing that's over with.
Learn something new.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Woodbridge was also affected by Hurricane Sandy back in 2012. Was your family affected by that?
Not really, to be honest. We were a town over.
Okay.
Around that time, yeah.
All right. They had some flooding there and a bad situation in the area in general. So, all right, enough of that. That's my stats on Woodbridge, New Jersey. I thought that was interesting. It's now legal, so you can headphone away. It's been that way for 3 years.
Good to know.
But let me know if you've heard of any of these famous people. I do have more stats from Woodbridge. This is kind of fun. Famous people from your town. Do you know who Glenn Mason is? Anybody in here know, remember Glenn Mason? All right, former head coach of the Minnesota Gophers, also Kansas. How about Kyle Johnson? Ever heard of Kyle Johnson? Fullback for the Denver Broncos?
No.
No? Kelsey Grammer? Anybody heard of Kelsey Grammer from Cheers and Frasier? Even, you know, oh, man.
Yeah.
Richie Sambora.
I actually heard that name before.
Richie Sambora and Tico Torres, both from Woodbridge.
I heard both of those names.
And they're in the band Bon Jovi. You've heard that, right?
Yep.
But I know you're familiar with this one, the most famous of all, Percy Edgar Brown. No?
No.
Nobody has. He wrote the book, and I'm sure you've all read it here, The Soils of Iowa, a classic here in the Hawkeye State. Yeah, The Soils of Iowa. Didn't read that?
No.
Nobody's read that. All right. Which high school did you go to?
I went to John F. Kennedy Memorial High School.
John F. Kennedy Memorial. What was the mascot?
Mustangs.
The Mustangs. Yeah, not the Broncos, thank God.
All right.
After high school, you played for Sterling College. That's in Sterling, Kansas,
yep,
right? Another NAIA school, and they were also the Warriors.
Yep.
So tell me about your time at Sterling.
It was short.
Yeah?
It was fun, though.
Yeah?
I played my first four games as a true freshman and ultimately didn't think it was the best for me, so I decided to leave.
You left Sterling, came to Waldorf?
Yeah, I missed the spring semester, and then I came here the following fall.
So what brought you to Waldorf?
Coach Donadio, honestly.
Donadio did it! All right, the Don brought you here. You've been here for... You were here last year.
Yep.
Yeah, you were here last year, and so that was our first season in the G-Pack. Mm. You played two games, and then all four games so far this season.
Last year I was ineligible. I didn't get to play last year.
What that... We've got to tell the statistician about that at Waldorf University because they've got you down for two games last year. Tell us, though, about life in the G-Pack. You were in Sterling. That's a different NAIA school, right, different conference. How is it here?
the G-Bag is fast, physical, you know, guys can play over there for sure.
Yeah.
It's competitive.
Different than what you saw down there.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Now, you've got 55 yards receiving so far this season on three receptions. You're averaging 18 yards. Your longest was for 27 yards. What are you looking forward to this Saturday against Concordia?
Offensively being explosive.
Yeah.
You know, we got to pick up some slack, but we're going to get there this week.
Well, like Coach was saying, you guys are running. I mean, you're doing series. You're getting down. You just got to get all the way to the end zone, don't
you? Finish, yep.
And that's what I'm talking about. And he mentioned it. You guys did that halfback pass. I'm not saying we're going to do that again. It would be really cool if you did, especially if it worked.
Right.
And it was coming to your way. You were wide open, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, me and Tucker, Anthony Tucker, talked about that.
Yeah.
We'll get it back sometime this season.
Sometime. Yep. We're not saying when, but I love stuff like that. So let's talk a little bit about the Bulldogs while we're at it. Actually, let's jump back a second. Last Saturday, I don't want to leave this out, you actually led the team. We talked about this before we came on air. You led the team in kickoff returns. You got 82 yards thus far in the season, 98 on your career with Waldorf. What do you like about returning the ball?
It's fun. You get to make a play either early in the game or late in the game, middle of the game. It could be a deciding factor for how the rest of the game goes, honestly.
Absolutely.
So, being able to have the ball makes.
Were you in track in high school? Or
I did track my senior year. But
senior year?
Yeah.
You're just fast. You don't need to talk about track to be fast.
Yeah.
All right, now let's jump about that. Let's talk a little bit about the Bulldogs Saturday. As a starting receiver this weekend, you're going to be paired up against, at times, against either number one, Will Potratz, or Potratz, I don't know, and 5'8" junior. He's 5'8",
right.
But he's played every single game since he was a freshman, and he was a wrestler and in high school and all these. He's scrappy.
Yep.
And number three is the other corner, Jacob Rowland. Now, he's new to Concordia as a senior, just coming in. I guess he just wrapped up his tour of college programs from Oklahoma State to Vanderbilt to most recently Winona State, and now he's at Concordia, Nebraska. So these guys get after it. What's your take on these corners?
They're good players, but I like us over anybody. So
yeah,
it's just about time putting it together and getting it right on the field.
Yeah, like I said, the one is Potratz, number one's 5'8", and Roland, I think, is 6'1". So it's not like they're, you know, giant or anything like that. But if they're quick and they get after it, you get out in front of them.
Of course.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, let's talk a little bit about your family back home. You said you're from Woodbridge, and you guys have been there the whole time. Have your folks made it to a game?
Yeah, they actually came to the first home game against Mount Marty.
Nice. Yep. Very good. All right. Got any siblings?
Yeah, I got 13 siblings.
All right. Yeah. 13 siblings. All right. Can you name them all?
No.
If I had that, no way. That's a lot. Where are you at?
Number eight.
You're number eight? Ooh. So you're the eighth oldest?
Technically. Or the sixth youngest, fifth youngest.
Oldest. Fifth youngest. Yeah, you look at it like that. Right. Either way, okay. So your oldest sibling, how old is boy, brother or sister?
Brother.
How old is he?
37. Now.
He's 37?
Yeah. My dad.
Very good. And the youngest?
Just turned 8.
All right. Prolific.
Right.
Yeah, keep on keeping on. So when your parents came to the game, did they bring everybody?
No.
They didn't? I mean, are you crazy?
Yeah.
This is an opportunity to get away.
Right.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming the 37-year-old's not living at home.
Not at all.
I mean, it could be, but.
I'm the oldest one that still stays home.
So you're the
my
oldest.
Five younger siblings.
Okay.
That's what I live with.
That's easy. That's manageable at that point. What are you studying here at Waldorf?
Sports management.
Sports management. Yep. Okay. So after you graduate from Waldorf, what do you plan on doing?
Between two things, I either want to become athletic director or a head football coach at collegiate level.
Okay. Yeah. So you want to coach in college. Now, before you become a head coach, of course, you got to start way at the bottom.
Yeah, of course.
You've seen that. You've seen the graduate student, the coaches that we've got here. You get to know them.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. What do they tell you about the grind?
It's hard.
Yeah?
You know, washing laundry and stuff, that's where you got to start, but you got to start somewhere.
So there should be a documentary on student or graduate assistant coaches,
right.
They're just like they do the office thing where they want to ask you a question and they just like sit down and they're like, I mean, this is
right.
Not, yeah,
it's not what it seems at first, but
yeah,
work your way up.
Absolutely. And would you then you stay on the offensive side of the ball? I guess that's where your experience is, but they're going to coach everything if you get
of
into
course.
Football. Yeah,
no, of course. Yeah, I played cornerback in high school. I thought I was better at corner in high school, but
yeah,
you know, playing receiver at college. So
there you go.
Coach well, needs me out there. I told him he could put me at corner.
Don't say that too loud because Ciampa is notorious for grabbing people off the offense and putting them on the defense.
Yeah, he hasn't let me yet.
And then when they get in a situation, we have to take them back off the defense and put them back on the offense.
I know the situation.
You know the situation? That's happened a couple times this year, I think. Yeah, yeah. All right. Don't let him hear you too loud back there. All right. So what do you have to say to the folks listening to us tonight, watching here live in the room with us tonight about the game that we're going to do on Saturday?
Just expect more. You know, we've been flat these last few weeks, but expect more from us. We've been working, for sure.
Very good. Well, I can tell you, you know, the fans of Waldorf football and Waldorf sports in general, like they're here no matter what. These are the local guys, the families that come and watch from all over the local communities, people that come from all over, because it's just great to see the high level of competition that we've got going on here in our town. And so we're here to support you. You'll see people in the tailgating section. They'll be there. We feed you after the meal. We're there early for the Warrior Walk, and that doesn't change regardless of what the record is. Weather's nice. It's not nice. That can change things sometimes. But they're there to support the program. They're there to have a good Saturday afternoon, and they want to see you guys play your best. And that's what you're going to do.
Yes, sir, and it's very appreciated.
All right, very good. All right, well, Angel, we're very happy that you are on our team and glad to have you on our side this Saturday for sure. Fans, let's hear it for sophomore wide receiver number 6, Angel Ruiz. We'll return with our next player guest, Marcus Arthur, right after these messages from our sponsors. Thank you.
It's 2025. Is your checking account earning interest? With a Go Premium checking account from MBT Bank, you can earn an incredible 5.00% annual percentage yield on balances up to $25,000 when qualifications are met. To qualify, have 15 debit card transactions and one ACH deposit or ACH auto debit per month. Open your account online or in person at any MBT Bank location. MBT Bank, member FDIC.
Shooter Sports Bar and Grill is proud to host Warriors Live each Wednesday night during the football season. Come and see the show live while enjoying delicious hot wings, specialty burgers, tasty sandwiches and wraps, the best pizza in town, and a cold refreshment. Our kitchen is open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 9, and Sunday, 11 to 8. Late night pizzas on Friday and Saturdays until 10 p.m. in the bar. Shooters, your home for Warriors Live Coaches Show. Go Warriors from Shooters Sports Bar and Grill.
FCIS Insurance of Forest City is your locally owned and operated independent insurance agency. FCIS is proud to support the Waldorf Warrior football team along with our local high school athletes. We look forward to watching your success on the field and in the gym. When you need a team to support yours, look to the professionals at FCIS Insurance. We carry all lines of insurance from home to life, car to health, RV, and everything in between. See us today at FCISinsurance.com or call us at 641-585-2925. FCIS Insurance Services of Forest City.
Hi, this is Ryan Harvey, the sales manager at Chrysler of Forest City. Now is a great time to have your vehicle looked over before you hit the open road with our highly trained staff here at Chrysler of Forest City. Or, if you are looking for your next vehicle, stop in and see our experienced sales staff. Our inventory changes daily, so swing by often and see what's new on the lot, or visit our website at ChryslerForestCity.com.
Here to Shooter's Bar and Grill for Warriors Live, brought to you by MBT, and I'm now sitting here for our second guest interview of the show. We've got Marcus Arthur. He's number 26, 5'10", 215-pound senior linebacker from Tarzana, California. Marcus, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now tell me, what brought you to Waldorf?
It was really Coach Donadio. I've known him since I was about 16, and we had a good relationship, and I was in my JUCO, you know, going through the trials and tribulations there, and he reached out and brought me here.
You've known Donadio since you were 16.
Correct.
Yeah, from like high school.
High school.
Yeah, really, very right. Good. And he called you up and said, "Hey, this is where you need to be."
Right.
Fantastic. So, Well, let's talk about this. What's your major, and what's your plans after you graduate?
My major is exercise science and. Exercise science and health promotion, and I plan on being an athletic trainer.
Athletic trainer.
Perfect.
All right. Here in Iowa or California?
Back home in California.
Back in California? Oh, man. All right. Well, let's see. This is your second season as a Warrior. And what does this mean to you?
I just want to end it on a high note.
Yeah.
You know, probably my last time playing football. Just want to end it on greatness. That's it.
There you go. End it on greatness. That sounds like a good answer. I like that. Now, you've played in every game. Except one last year. I don't know which. We had 11 games last year. You had 10 games last year.
No, I missed a few. I had a concussion last year.
Oh, that's what it was. So what's your take now on the GPAC and its level of competition each week?
Fast and physical.
Fast and physical. Okay. Very good. I had to push that microphone just a little bit closer to your face. Let's say that's better. There we go.
Gotcha.
There, you came to us from Moore Park College, right?
That's correct.
Now, that's a college in Moore Park, California, and you were a Raider, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So, the team colors for the Moore Park Raiders are black and blue.
Correct.
Okay. I mean, you're not on the stand here, right? You can answer as long as you want. So black and blue, is that what you try to do to your opponents each week?
Just turn them black and blue? Every time I'm on the field, no, make an impact.
We'll get them black and purple here. How about that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, that's a lot bigger school. A community college in California is about 14,000 enrollments.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
What's it like having here then in Forest City?
It's a lot more intimate. You know, people, they know you. Teachers know you by name. So if you're not in class, they know you. If you need help, they know you. You know, they're more than willing to help you out. You just got to work with them.
Can't skip out on class at Waldorf.
No.
You can, but you may not.
You shouldn't.
Absolutely. Now, you're from Tarzana, California. That's in the Los Angeles region. Do you know why it's called Tarzana?
Not a clue, honestly.
It's your lucky day, because my research pays off once again. Marcus, I got to tell you, are you familiar with the guy named Edgar Rice Burroughs?
No.
Well, Edgar Rice Burroughs had a ranch on the land where Tarzana is now located, and he, of course, wrote the book Tarzan. There you go.
The more you know.
It is his land. He wrote the book Tarzan, and they called it Tarzana. Can you do the, you know, Tarzan is, though, right?
Yeah.
Can you do like the Tarzan?
No, I can't do that.
That's pretty terrible. Now, are you familiar with some of these people? We did this, before, and now we got some famous people from Tarzana. It's a lot easier to find famous people in Tarzana, I'll tell you that, because they're all like hanging around the Hollywood area there, like Los Angeles. So I'm going to name just a few that I found. The list was quite long. Are you familiar with any of these? Do you know who Mark Anthony is? The singer, not Cleopatra's boyfriend.
Yes.
All right. He's from Tarzana. Ed Asner. You don't know. Yeah, it's Ed Asner. Yeah. They know who Ed Asner is. He's from Tarzana. Do you know Selena Gomez?
Yes.
You know her?
Not personally, but.
Oh, you know of her. All right. Also from Tarzana. How about John Lovitz? Do you know him?
No.
That was a pretty good impression, actually, of him. So, how about Lisa Kudrow? Do you know? From
no.
Friends, Lisa Kudrow, also Tarzana. Blake Lively, in the news recently for a lot of reasons. Listen, do you know who the singer Banks is?
No.
All right. The most important one of all, Doja Cat.
Yeah.
All right. I have no idea who Doja Cat is, but you do, so now we're even. We've got that all figured out. All right. Now, what's it like living amongst all these famous people in California? Do you run into them at the store?
Nope.
At the gas station?
Nope.
You telling me if they lived here in Forest City, we'd run into each other at Quick Star. I'd see Ed Asner hanging out, eating lunch at Quick Star. And no, none of that happens?
No.
So that's too bad, man. That's too bad. It's probably a lot like living here. I would assume that with all those famous people, it'd be a lot like being right here in Forest City.
You would think so.
But it's not?
Nope.
Have you ever met any famous people?
Maybe once or twice.
Was it Doja Cat?
No.
All right. Well, it wasn't Selena Gomez, was it?
No.
All right. Well, let me tell you, I haven't met any real famous people from California either. So you're the celebrity that I've got here, and I'm pretty happy to be sitting by you. Tell me a little bit about your family, your mom, your dad, siblings, and do you have 13 siblings too?
No, I have three.
You have three. Okay. All right. So so talk about mom and dad, and you can probably name your siblings.
I got an older sister named Ebony and an older brother named Isaiah.
Older brother.
Correct.
You're the youngest.
Correct.
All right. So how much older are they than you?
My sister's 41.
Okay.
And my brother just turned 30 or 31.
So they just have like a kid every decade.
Right.
That's about it.
Pretty much.
All right. So have your mom and your mom folks, have they made it out here to a game yet?
Not yet. They'll be out here toward the back end of the season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll get here during the best weather possible.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Very good. Cools off. The foliage has changed. Everything's great. Well, you lead the Warriors. You led the Warriors, actually, on Saturday in tackles. You didn't even know that when you came up here to the table. You heard it when we were talking to Coach. Well, what was different this past weekend compared to, say, like the Midland game for you at the linebacker spot?
Just being a lot more physical, you know, getting off blocks better and running through tackles. Just being violent all around.
All right. That's now we're getting there. Being violent all around. Because it seemed like you were definitely filling some gaps.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what you want to do.
All the time.
Well, you have 42 career tackles in 14 games. You got a sack for a loss at a loss of 10 yards. Two breakups already this season, and we still have more than half a season to go. Where's Marcus Arthur at the end of this season?
Hopefully having 4 or 5 picks by the end of the year.
Yes, let's do that. 4 or 5.
And either leading the team in tackles or being at least top three.
Top three. I'll take it. Let's talk a little bit about this Bulldog team that's coming in. Their starting running back is number 7. His name, and I'll be saying it, I assume, a bit this weekend, is Carlos Carlos. I'll get it squared away by Saturday. Collazo. He's a 5 foot. This is practice for Saturday. He's a 5'10" junior. He had a big year last year. In the number 2 spot with actually 560 yards and 7 TDs. Now he's their number 1 running back. He's the guy carrying the ball for them. What do we do about number 7?
Play violent, play physical. You know, when you hit him, run your legs and just make sure, you know, he feels you every time you hit him.
Let him know you're there.
Every time.
He don't want to come back. That sounds good. All right. They also have, they use 3 receivers. They like their Bulldog squad of receivers are number 2, senior Adam Van Cleve, number 10, that's another senior, Max Bartles, and then a number 86, that's a junior, Johnny Poles. I might be saying his name wrong too, but Poles was a GPAC Offensive Player of the Week last week. Van Cleve, second team all GPAC last season. I don't know much about number 86. About number 10, that's Bartles. What's your take on these 3 receivers?
They're just other football players. You know, we're 2 grown men playing a game, and I'm going to make sure I'm better than you.
There you go. I mean, just very calm, cool, and collected. I like how you look at things. It's an exciting time for you to be a linebacker, I think. What do you think that you personally bring to the table that has helped you earn that spot?
I've played safety, you know, since I've been playing football, played safety, so, you know, coming down, bringing that speed, that knowledge, you know, to the linebacker spots, I feel like that's helped me get to where I'm at right now.
All right, so you're able to see that you can read the plays, you know what's going on, you've been a little bit further back for most of the time, you see what's happening.
Right.
You communicate that with the linebackers?
Right.
And everybody else?
Yes, I do.
Nice. All right, so we'll talk a little bit more about the game plan when Coach Chapa comes back, but in your opinion, Marcus, how does our defense look this week, and what should we be looking forward to this Saturday?
A violent game.
All
violent,
right.
Physical game.
That's what the defense is bringing to the table.
Yes, sir.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. It's time to get out there and get a win.
All right, Concordia, here we come. Any words for the folks at home listening or watching or the fans right with us in the room tonight?
It's going to be a game to watch.
All right, come out and see it. Marcus, I'm so glad that you stopped by tonight. Once again, very happy that you're on our side. We talk a lot about violence. I'm happy you're on our side, and we'll be right back with Coach Chapa to talk about this Saturday's game in detail right after these messages from our sponsors.
It's 2025. Is your checking account earning interest? With a Go Premium checking account from MBT Bank, you can earn an incredible 5.00% annual percentage yield on balances up to $25,000 when qualifications are met. To qualify, have 15 debit card transactions and 1 ACH deposit or ACH auto debit per month. Open your account online or in person at any MBT Bank location. MBT Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Ryan Harvey, the sales manager at Chrysler of Forest City. Now is a great time to have your vehicle looked over before you hit the open road with our highly trained staff here at Chrysler of Forest City. Or, if you are looking for your next vehicle, stop in and see our experienced sales staff. Our inventory changes daily, so swing by often and see what's new on the lot, or visit our website at ChryslerForestCity.com.
FCIS Insurance of Forest City is your locally owned and operated independent insurance agency. FCIS is proud to support the Waldorf Warrior football team along with our local high school athletes. We look forward to watching your success on the field and in the gym. When you need a team to support yours, look to the professionals at FCIS Insurance. We carry all lines of insurance from home to life, car to health, RV, and everything in between. See us today at FCISinsurance.com or call us at 641-585-2925. FCIS Insurance Services of Forest City.
Shooter Sports Bar and Grill is proud to host Warriors Live each Wednesday night during the football season. Come and see the show live while enjoying delicious hot wings, specialty burgers, tasty sandwiches and wraps, the best pizza in town, and a cold refreshment. Our kitchen is open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 9, and Sunday, 11 to 8. Late night pizzas on Friday and Saturdays until 10 p.m. in the bar. Shooters, your home for Warriors Live Coaches Show. Go Warriors from Shooter Sports Bar and Grill.
Welcome back here to Warriors Live here at Shooters Bar and Grill, North End of Forest City. Brought to you by MBT, and now Coach Schaff is back with me, and the coach, the Warriors are home this Saturday at Bullstore Field, and we're going to be facing the Concordia University Bulldogs. We've talked about them a little bit already. Now, they were our first game last year. We were down there. This is our fifth game, right? This is our fifth game already, but for them, it's just their third.
Yes.
How does that happen?
Well, they don't have a week zero, and then they had a bye week early.
And that does it.
Yeah, and that does it. So they've played two, and we've played four.
Yeah, Concordia is, of course, in Seward, Nebraska. Then this past July, they opened up the world's largest time capsule.
Yeah.
Did you see anything in there that looked worth checking out?
I didn't go. Did you go?
Nah, maybe I did, maybe I didn't. The Bulldogs are 2-0. They beat Doan and Dakota Wesleyan, but that was a close game with Dakota Wesleyan, 27-22. What does that mean?
Dakota Wesleyan was able to stop their run a little bit. I won't say stop it, contain it a little bit. And then they were able to throw the football.
Okay. The Bulldogs have had the last week, like you said, as a bye, and that's, I assume, to prepare for their trip to Bullstore Field. What do you think they've been working on?
I think that, you know, they trust their defensive line. Their front seven guys are really, really good. They've got an All-American returning at nose guard, and he's a big fella, strong. And they got a couple different transfers in this year that were not on their team last year that they're going to be good players. They come in and with maybe 1 or 2 years left to, you know, help them reach the playoffs because they're upset, you know, rightfully so. They won 8 games last year to make the playoffs. And so really good team, really good program. They're kind of almost up there with, you know, they lost like 36 seniors last year, and they just kind of reloaded because they had such a good year. And so – you know, it's going to be fun to compete with them.
The Bulldogs have, I guess, on offense and defense, we talked a little bit, you know, with Angel and Marcus, and mentioned some numbers there, talking with about the corners with Angel, and then with the running back situation, they've got their number seven and their receivers. When we're talking with Marcus, what are we expecting from them on offense and defense?
Yeah, so
kind of covered defense.
Yep. So quarterback wise, he's 6'6". He was their backup last year. So been in the offense for quite some time. Originally from Texas and has stuck it out there at Concordia, which is, you know, the retention piece of it that you talked that we're still trying to build here. But on offense, their thing is they go faster than the speed of light. You know, on a 40-second clock, they're snapping the ball with 27, 30 seconds left. So it's as soon as that play is done, they're going to line it up and go again.
Yeah.
And they all know what they're doing. And when you practice that year round, it's freaking hard to stop.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be in shape for it. They do this every day. They don't substitute a ton. And so our guys are going to have to. We've been doing some different things in practice defensively to make sure that, you know, we can sustain a drive. And so I think if we can
put them behind the chains a little bit on first down when they run the football. That's going to kind of open it up to where we know they kind of have to RPO it. Unless they think they can just run it down our throat, we're going to know that here pretty early if they run, or if they're going to run, oh, that didn't work, okay, let's pass. And so that's going to be interesting to see in the first quarter.
Yeah, I remember that now that you say that they did the hurry-up offense.
Oh, yeah.
And
it is hurry-up.
Yeah. The only way that that can really be slowed down is if the officials or the chain gang crew can't keep up.
Yeah. So, come on, senior citizen table right here.
Well,
there's no bribes going out.
No,
just you got to clear that up. That was a joke.
It was a joke. It's sitting right there. It's so funny. Yeah, that's right. Well, Coach, you mentioned this already. They were 8-2 last year.
Yeah.
They didn't get into the playoffs. This year, I looked at their schedule. They've got the playoffs on their schedule. I mean, do you think they're projecting something?
Yeah, they sure are.
They put it on there for themselves.
They sure are.
Do they take it off when they don't get after an 8-2 season? They just leave.
I don't think so. I think you use it for ammo the next year.
Yeah.
You know, this was the goal, and you didn't reach the goal. And so Coach Dabrakow's been there for a long time.
Yeah, 18 years, yeah.
And he's been a Bulldog. He played there. So yeah. he's got a ton of pride in that. In that team. But they've built it over time.
Yeah.
They have built it over time. And right now it's we're in a spot where we're trying to build it over time, but we're competing with all of these teams that have already done what we're trying to do. And they're way past that.
Yeah.
So how do we accelerate that process a little bit? That's something that we still have to figure out.
Our first meeting with them last year, we came away 45-7 loss. It was Parents Weekend for them, and as I recall, there were some godly Concordia dads lined up on the field with some helpful words of encouragement for you personally last year.
Well, I could have swore we were talking about their tailgating scene and how maybe it wasn't allowed.
It wasn't really allowed, but it was still happening.
But it was happening.
Around the corner.
And, you know, that's just even the parents... There's not a ton of respect for us right now.
Yeah.
And deservedly so. We haven't done anything for anybody to be like, oh, man. I mean, all these head coaches, whether it's just head coach talk or whatever, but they're like, hey, you guys are doing it the right way. You're trying. You guys are playing hard till the very end. There's not a lot of fighting on the sideline, which is all cool and all. But, like, that's not why we freaking take the field every Saturday. So, you know, we got to find some ways to pick it up. And I tell the guys all the time, upsets happen every single week.
Yeah.
Every single week. But so do blowouts. So what are you going to do, right? What side of the coin do you want to be on?
You mentioned their 6'6" quarterback. He's a senior. He was back, like you said, number two last year. Name's Gideon Stark. He played against us last year. He put up 102 yards on us.
I think everybody on their team played against us last year.
On defense, we talked with Angel about their corners, mentioned the three linebackers and safeties. Concordia plays 10 games per regular season. Like, that's what they do. They haven't had an 11-game season since 2014.
Yeah.
And that's the right number, isn't it?
Yeah, because this is a tough conference.
Yeah.
Why would you try to add something?
Why do you need to do 11 games?
The strength of schedule is already there.
But see, you get back to your point that they've already done this. Last season was a banner year for them. They still didn't get into the playoffs in this conference. They had an 8-2 record. They were 5-5 in the year before that, 4-6 the year before that. In 21, they posted a 7-3 season. That was a good year up to that point. 2020, that was COVID. They were 500 with a 4-4, only played 8 games. And then 3-7 the previous two seasons and so on. So they just keep plugging away, and this is where we're at, and they're looking for that opportunity to get to the next level.
Well, and they have a process that they do, and everybody's got to trust that process, and if you don't, you're going to have those. Like, their bad season is a 3-win season or a 4-win season. Our bad season is a 0-win season.
Yeah.
And so, you know, at least it's a little bit easier in that respect to say, okay, we won. This is what it takes to win. You guys didn't do enough to win.
Yeah.
We haven't even touched that yet. We haven't even really came close except for Briarcliff last year. But so I'll keep saying it. All it's going to take is one win to turn everything around so everybody knows, and it'll click, and they'll be like, wow, that was really hard. I had to do more. I tell, you know, the message to the team on Sunday was do more than what's expected. You're supposed to come to meetings. That's expected.
Yeah.
You're supposed to come to, but what are you doing outside of that?
Yeah.
When I don't have my, you're not in my presence, I don't have my hands on you, what are you supposed to, what can you do to better yourself and your teammates?
Perfect. Now, the other thing I noticed about Concordia, they've got almost 150 men on their roster. They've got a JV. We're at about 130. They seem to have a ton of kickers. I noticed that for some reason. Concordia isn't an inexpensive school. I know that. So they're doing some recruiting every year. Yep. And like you said, they're reloading.
Well, in that aspect, if you're a winning team and you're a winning program, it's people want to come play for you.
Yeah.
And they want to be a part of that. And so where we're at is we're trying to recruit good players and try to recruit families to, hey, we need you to be good. Some of these teams are going to be good with or without you. We need to start it somewhere with some of these families and have them understand you could be the difference maker, maybe not year one, especially as a high school guy. I mean, it's hard to play as a freshman.
Right.
But if you develop and we can retain a big freshman class, that's when this thing's going to turn around.
100%. Last Saturday, we saw a very good connection between, at the end of the game, Lindsay and Valdez. We moved the ball. We had some breakaway runs, but it just didn't hit the end zone, like you said earlier in the show. This week, we're home. We're looking forward to seeing other things come together. What's the mindset of the Warriors this week on the positive side?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you about kind of Valdez, right? We finally got to see why we brought him here.
Yeah.
We just haven't been able to get him the football. That's what he is. He is a big-time receiver, and we have not been able to get him balls down the field. Angel's a big-time receiver. I joke with these two all the time. They're number six and number seven. I joke with them all the time. You guys have basically been triple option receivers for the past 4 weeks. You've just been blocking, and their mindset, but they've been blocking their tails off.
Yeah.
So as a receiver, I've never had two guys that want to take off heads of linebackers and safeties more than these guys. So I think we've got the guys are ready to go. They always are. So then it's going to be, how do we sustain it?
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to foreshadow to them, hey, bad things will happen. It's football. Mm-hmm. How do we get over it as team and as a cohesive unit? And so that's going to be the challenge. It's all mental right now. We've got physical guys. We've got guys that want to play hard. But right now, it's all mental.
There it is. It's all mental. Coach, what message do you have for the fans out there listening to this or watching on Facebook Live about the game Saturday?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. You know, we're playing a top 20 team right now. And in this next 3 weeks, it's our gauntlet. We're playing really good teams.
Yeah.
But I'm always going to be up for the challenge. I want the guys to know I'm going to coach them hard. Our staff is going to coach them hard. And we're going to wake up every day going 100%.
Absolutely. All right, Coach, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes to wrap up the show after these messages.
It's 2025. Is your checking account earning interest? With a Go Premium checking account from MBT Bank, you can earn an incredible 5.00% annual percentage yield on balances up to $25,000 when qualifications are met. To qualify, have 15 debit card transactions and one ACH deposit or ACH auto debit per month. Open your account online or in person at any MBT Bank location. MBT Bank, member FDIC.
FCIS Insurance of Forest City is your locally owned and operated independent insurance agency. FCIS is proud to support the Waldorf Warrior football team along with our local high school athletes. We look forward to watching your success on the field and in the gym. When you need a team to support yours, look to the professionals at FCIS Insurance. We carry all lines of insurance from home to life, car to health, RV, and everything in between. See us today at FCISinsurance.com or call us at 641-585-2925. FCIS Insurance Services of Forest City.
Hello, this is Leah at Shooter's Sports Bar and Grill. With football season back in full swing, don't forget to stop by after the games on Friday and Saturdays for our late night pizzas from 9 to 10 p.m. here at Shooter's Sports Bar and Grill.
Hi, this is Ryan Harvey, the sales manager at Chrysler of Forest City. Now is a great time to have your vehicle looked over before you hit the open road with our highly trained staff here at Chrysler of Forest City. Or, if you are looking for your next vehicle, stop in and see our experienced sales staff. Our inventory changes daily, so swing by often and see what's new on the lot, or visit our website at ChryslerForestCity.com.
Welcome back here to Shooter's Bar and Grill as we wrap up the Warriors Live show for this week, brought to you by MBT. They're our title sponsor. Thanks very much. The guys got us pretty good. We didn't take our headphones off and we weren't listening.
Yeah.
They started clapping
these
like
guys.
The show was starting.
They got up down. They had up downs today.
We still
had
like a minute left and they tricked us. All right. Well, thanks to all of our sponsors, Shooter's Bar and Grill, FCIS, Farm City Insurance Services, Pritchard's Forest City Auto Center, Chrysler of Forest City, and, of course, thanks to Mel back back at the station. Josiah Cleveland right here on the camera and the sound and all the folks. They came out tonight here at Shooter's Bar and Grill to join us. Join the Gridiron Club and, of course, support the Warrior football team. You can come on out and cheer on the Warriors this Saturday at 1 p.m. at home. The Warrior Walk will be at 10:30 in the morning. It's Faculty and Staff Appreciation Day, and we can't wait for that kickoff, friends. We'll see you Saturday right here at home on Bolstor Field, supporting the best small college football experience in America. And I mean it forever and always. Go Warriors. Tonight.